More than half of college sexual assaults occur between August and November, according to the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. 90.5 WESA's Nicole Fallett reports that dangerous situations may be reduced when students look out for one another.
The risk of sexual assault is highest for college students during the first 4 months of the school year, according to the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network.
Sometimes you have upperclassmen taking advantage of incoming students who are looking for a way to belong. There are a lot of different things that people take advantage of.
That's Kristen Hauser of the Pennsylvania Coalition Against Rape. She says that offenders are able to exploit the situation when students are voluntarily over-drinking alcohol.
The bottom line is the most commonly used substance to facilitate sexual assault on campuses is plain old alcohol.
According to Hauser, a highly intoxicated group of people can embolden assailants' behavior. She says one way to curb assault may be encouraging students to intervene on behalf of themselves or a friend.
If we help students make it normal that they look out for one another, that they are reinforcing an expectation of responsible and respectful interactions between one another, we start to chip away at some of the environmental factors that people who are offenders will look to.
For 90.5 WESA, I'm Nicole Fallert.